I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I take a look back at the 2024 sports seasons for Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas. Twin Cedars is first, and in May, Noah Fee qualified for the Class 1A state track and field meet, finishing 22nd in a long jump with a leap of 19 feet 5 inches. It was a summer of softball again as Twin Cedars proved its dominance in the Bluegrass Conference, winning a sixth straight title following a 9-1 thrashing over Ankeny Christian, less than a week after the Eagles 10-run the Sabres. Speaking of dominance in the circle, pitcher Jillian French struck out 240 batters to just 59 walks. She also was a force at the plate, pounding 9 home runs, which broke a long-standing record. On the baseball diamond, the Sabres finished 15-13. As the fall sports season approached, it felt like a complete reset in the Twin Cedars athletic department as every single varsity sport, including the athletic director, had a new face in leadership. Tabitha Bricker took over as a new AD. Stacy Klobnak is now the new cross-country coach. Shelby Miller is the volleyball coach, and Mark Ford is the new football coach, along with Jake DeGeest and Kalee Rodriguez as the girls and boys basketball coaches, respectively. Volleyball showed progress under new coach Miller in going 10-16 and winning the Bluegrass Conference Eastern Division. Football would finish 0-9, and cross-country was rebuilding after enjoying success in past seasons. That now takes us to Melcher Dallas, and it was a banner year for girls basketball last winter as the Saints won the Bluegrass Conference Tournament title for the first time since 1998 with a 46-41 win over Mormon Trail. The Saints would finish 18-4 and would fall in the Class 1A regional second round. In that game, Addie Wadley became a member of the 1,000-point club. In the spring, it was Trista Hansacker making all the headlines in track and field as she broke the school record in the 100 with a time of 13.02, breaking a 50-year-old record. She would ultimately qualify for the state meet in the 100 and 200, placing 13th in the 100. The summer was a difficult one for both softball and baseball for the Saints. Both sported young teams, with softball going 8-23 and baseball 4-16, but hope are for improved seasons in the line for this summer. For the fall, Melcher Dallas won back the Marion County 8-man trophy in its battle with rival Twin Cedars in a 32-30 win, in which the Saints had to survive a Hail Mary on the last play of the game to preserve the win. The Saints would finish 2-8. In volleyball, Melcher Dallas would post a 9-13 record, winning a first-round match. That's a wrap on a look back at 2024 for Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.